Well, let's go to the Justice Minister, Paul Goldsmith, for more on this now. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning. Some interesting feedback there.
Yes, look, to be fair, there was some other feedback too that's suggesting that, you know, that it wasn't all against the idea of potentially, you know, removing it. It was because it's a relatively new process being able to enrol and vote on election day. Now, what is your thoughts after looking at this Auditor General's report? Clearly they were swamped. They made mistakes. They were under pressure because of those extra numbers. I mean, should they just have been able to predict better the numbers, have more resources?
Yes. I mean, I think there was fair criticism made by the Auditor General in the processes, the lack of design in the way that the system was supposed to work. It wasn't understood by the workers. The checks weren't done, and then the final checks were rushed. So there's some basic stuff that the Auditor General pointed out, and so we're obviously concerned about that, and I will be making my expectations absolutely clear to the Electoral Commission around performance. So that's absolutely the case. The broader question, though, was whether the design of the system, particularly with the same-day enrolments on election day, which is, as you say, a new idea, is adding much more pressure to the system. And remember, that they used to be able to count everything in 2 weeks. This time, they were in a mad rush to count it in 3 weeks. We were waiting and waiting and waiting, and still mistakes were made. And so that's the issue.
All right. What is your feeling then on this in terms of, is it too much for them to have that on election day? Because obviously they've got the weeks leading up. People are voting early. There's plenty of time. Do you feel that that's too much on election day?
Well, I mean, I think that's something we should absolutely consider. What happens is that the Electoral Commission does their formal report on the election, which is coming next week. Our Select Committee considers it, and then, you know, every 3 years the government makes changes to electoral law. And I've signalled that one of the things I'm definitely looking at is that question of very late enrolments and enrolments on election day, because that certainly adds significant pressure to the system. I mean, I heard one of your texts and say, well, why don't we just employ a few more people? Yeehaw. But, you know, we spend $227 million already on the election. It's not a small exercise. It's a massive exercise. And rather than continue, you know, just throwing even more hundreds of millions at the problem, wouldn't it be more sensible to ask, have we overcomplicated? Have we made it too complicated? Can we simplify it in some way?
Well, it's a pretty high priority, the actual election. And when it comes to democracy and what you spend your money on, we're only talking a couple of hundred staff, I think the Electoral Commission said. Shouldn't the principle be to make it as easy as possible for people to vote?
Yes, but there are very few countries in the world where you can enrol on election day. I mean, and our democracy didn't fall over for the last 100 years because you had to enrol. You know, the rule was before you had to enrol well before the election, and over the last sort of decade or so, it's crept up and crept up right up until election day itself. And that, you know, that adds very significant complications to the whole process in the system, because all the checks need to be made. As they said, special votes take about 10 times as long to process. And we've gone from about 10% of the votes being special votes to over 21% being special votes. So the design of the system, I think it's absolutely reasonable to look at that carefully. Yes, the most important thing we do is to ensure that people have confidence in the system. I think on the whole, people do have confidence in the system. But what this report showed was that significant mistakes were made. And so, you know, we've got to be stewards of the electoral system, make sure it works well, and ensure that it's...
Well, I've just been trying to look at this issue of whether there are other countries and other people who do this. From what I can see, there are plenty of US states that do it. I know, look, I'm loath to raise the US example because it's a highly politicised debate around voter registration, but it seems to be about 20 states there that do it. I mean, they would be, you know, a lot of them would be similar size to New Zealand. Is it that unviable to progress with this?
Look, I mean, this is an issue that all I'm signalling is that we should take a look at that. It's new. It's come in only in the last two elections. It certainly adds, and the Auditor General's report, you know, laid out the fact that, you know, having same-day elections, same-day enrolment certainly adds pressure to the system. We've had a result that took 3 weeks to count. We're all twiddling around waiting to get a result. And you would have thought in the modern age we could get a result in a more timely fashion. So, you know, these are the sorts of things that we work our way through.
A bipartisan decision? I know she's got a committee to look at this. It's a tricky one with this one, isn't it? Because you're going to be accused by some on the left that you're doing it to your advantage, vice versa. How do you make a decision on this that isn't seen as political?
Well, that's what we've got to work our way through. I mean, obviously, the previous government didn't try to be very bipartisan about these things, but that's for them to justify. So, look, we'll work our way through it. What happens is I get the formal report, then it goes off to a select committee, and then the government makes decisions about whether it's going to make any changes or not. And so there'll be plenty of opportunity for people to have their say.
Thank you very much for your time. That is the Justice Minister, Paul Goldsmith.